Hello, it's Stacey Holt from Real Estate Excellence. This short podcast is in relation to Queensland tenancy laws. Now, we're 2 months, just over 2 months since stage one of the tenancy laws commenced. And I'm recording this 6th of December, 2022. And I just want to give you some insight in my privileged position as an advisor and educator of 2 months in, what have I learnt and what have I found? Now, one thing I'll just say at the outset, as headlines, because we know they're only headlines and there's always a lot more detail, but we know that from October 1, there were new laws around ending tenancies, new laws regarding pets and negotiation, introduction of repair order rights for tenants, and other amendments such as the entry condition report change for return from 3 days to now 7. We know the Form 18A was updated, particularly 18.2 or item 18.2, and plus the on page one, the repair orders, any disclosure there in relation to letting the tenant know. So item 5.3 of the 18A. We know that emergency repair limits for tenants went from 2 weeks to 4 weeks. And there's also a brand new provision allowing the agent to make deductions for up to 4 weeks for emergency repairs, which was a surprise development, but also a choice of agents. And we know that status quo pretty much and best practice continues there. Now, one of the things that surprised me through our membership advice, a situation I didn't see coming, not major, but just something that I've noticed a bit more of than I honestly thought we would, and that is the use of tenants using the new section 307A. Now, 307A is a new notice of intention to leave ground for tenants in relation to the condition of the property, and it marries up with the entry condition report. And within the first 7 days of a tenant taking possession of the property occupying, they can give 14 days notice to end the agreement on a lawful ground because of the condition of the property. And the actual detail behind section 307A pretty much marries up identically section 185, lesser obligations at the start of tenancy. Now, as I was saying, what surprised me is the use of it. We've seen around 10, which is 10 more than I thought, for a number of reasons. One, the market. I'm not saying tenants should be happy if a property is not in the right condition, but two, that the property is perceived not to be in the right condition. And we know that we have long had section 424, which is a right to start the dispute if a tenant issues a form 11 or form 13, which is pretty much unreasonable and not agreed upon. As always, members email us if you need more support on that or another matter. Probably the biggest event we've seen, which is no surprise, is pets, but nothing dramatic. Really, it's been pretty reasonable as far as the questioning and the issues, and you know, the tenant obviously requesting on the new RTA Form 21, and the lessor saying yes or no with conditions or not, and it's more in relation to the prescribed reasons and PMs, rightly so, because when in doubt, ask if the lessor's prescribed reason is a prescribed reason, basically. So, as I say, it's not a surprise that pets probably been the biggest issue. And it's not been, it's been a lot for us, but not to the point of, oh my goodness, we're all, you know, in a bad place, basically. It's just general sort of stuff, which is expected given the new laws. And I must say, although it's been a lot, probably our most question asked in the last 2 months. It's not major as far as confusion, concern, etc. I've heard only one or two, be lucky, yeah, two I think it is, about repair orders of tenants more or less, to my knowledge, not at the moment applying, but suggesting that they're going to go to tribunal for a repair order for routine maintenance. So that's not been a big event at all, which is a good sign, but it really is truly early days. The other thing is we've hardly heard a thing about the new grounds to end a tenancy and the removal of without grounds, which is great. We also know that most members are doing the best practice, which is strongly encouraged, that at lease renewal, not giving a Form 12 with a lease renewal offer, and doing the best practice of offering, giving them a time frame and proceeding from there. The biggest question is about end of fixed term agreement as to when it can be issued, and it can be issued up until the day of the end date of the fixed term. And obviously, if the lessor instruction is to end the tenancy contract on the day of the fixed term, well, it'll have to be 2 months prior. And again, members, email us if you need. So when you look at the lead up, and as I said at the outset, it's 2 months in, it is very early days, but it is substantial that we normally would see any trends come out pretty quickly. And there's nothing truly major in my view. And basically, as I said to you at the outset, that section 307A has surprised me, as I didn't see that coming, as tenants using that ground because of lessor's alleged or actual breach of section 185. So, as I nearly conclude this podcast, I remind you of my first trip around the state in 2023 will be on lease renewals, the law, best practice, rent increases. It'll be another great session. Plus, I'll be including the minimum housing standards, which we know begin next year. So the next tranche of stage one, so to speak, because the minimum housing standard laws were passed all at the same time as these new October 1 laws, but they're not to commence until 1 September 23. So realestateexcellence.com.au, you'll see at training events, all the wonderful events coming up, special one-day events, half-day events throughout Queensland, etc. So I look forward to seeing many of you again in the new year. So I'd like to take this opportunity to thank you for your support for another great year. As I head into 2023, I'll be celebrating year 13 as Real Estate Excellence, and I must acknowledge particularly my members of Real Estate Excellence. I wouldn't be here without you. So wish you all the best for the festive season as we head into it, and thank you for joining me. This is Stacey Holt from Real Estate Excellence. Bye for now.